This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
It is time to say who is carrying out those airstrikes and who is killing civilians. Russia holds a permanent seat on the U.N. Security Council. This is a privilege. And it is a responsibility. Yet in Syria and in Aleppo, Russia is abusing this historic privilege.
French Ambassador Francois de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and that they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. The British government is under pressure from EU members as well as many in Britain who want the nation to start the formal procedure. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, and his son were among those reported killed in the attack. The U.S. military Sunday confirmed to VOA it carried out two airstrikes in the area, but refrained from discussing details. This is VOA News. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday, saying he is in good health. A man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube and dated September 25th. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday at the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. A 20-year-old suspect arrested in connection with the shooting spree at a mall in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington is being held without bond Sunday. Arkan Setin, Turkish immigrant, was apprehended Sunday following a manhunt. Investigators are trying to find out what motivated the shooting. Setin allegedly shot 4 women and 1 man in a Macy's store inside the Cascade Mall in the town of Burlington. He faces 5 counts of first-degree murder. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. The 2 videos from body cameras and dashboard cameras were released Saturday. One of the videos shows Keith Lamont Scott getting out of his car, turning to his left, and then standing briefly in a parking lot before being shot by police. It's not known for certain what else was going on that caused the shooting.
No justice, no peace!
A 5th day of protests against the incident was largely peaceful. Protesters chanted Black Lives Matter outside a football game in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the professional baseball's rising stars, Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, was killed along with 2 companions in a boating accident near Miami. He was 24. Officials say the boat was traveling at full speed Sunday when it crashed into a rock jetty off Miami Beach, killing all 3 occupants. David Sampson is the Marlins team president.
I think that when you talk about a tragedy like this, there are no words that come to mind. There's no playbook. There's no words of consolation. There's prayer and there's thought.
That's David Sampson, the Marlins team president. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the 1st of 3 nationally televised debates Monday in Hempstead, New York. The Clinton-Trump showdown is likely to be one of the most watched events of the U.S. presidential campaign. The debate could have an impact on the outcome of what has become, at this point, a very close race for the White House. Meanwhile, the 2 candidates planned meeting Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.